All right, in relationship rehab, we get emails from people. They ask questions. You help them out by calling in and giving your advice. Actually, Jenny's listening to us right now as we speak about her email. She says, love the show. I have an issue I want your help with. I was telling my boyfriend that my personal trainer joked with me and said I had a round or fat face and started giving me instructions on how I could lose weight there. I'll have you know I'm a size zero. Anyway, I told my boyfriend about the situation, and he laughed while I was telling the story. He even agreed and said, hey, you're paying a personal trainer. You should listen to the personal trainer. It made me really upset. My boyfriend is wrong here. It's rude and degrading. That's from Jenny, and she wants to know if she's overreacting.
He might have been just laughing at, you know, that wasn't a...
Maybe it's like a nervous laugh.
Stupid
like,
thing that they said, that the trainer said.
What do you think? 3210931.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think in this situation here? Should she be mad? Is she wrong? She wants to know, you know, if this is as bad as she thinks it is.
So I guess it would really depend on how she told the story. Is she visibly upset when she's telling the story and then he turns around and laughs? Yeah, she can probably be mad about it. Mm-hmm. But it also depends on the type of relationship they have. If they joke about stuff all the time and, you know, if he's not, like, reading her signals like she's upset a little bit already, I'm probably not going to make her any more mad. But yet, at the same time, she should be able to tell him and he can understand, okay, I understand why you're upset.
Yeah.
And I think it just depends on the context she told the story and how their relationship is, if she wants to be mad at him or not.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, Janelle. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jenny is actually listening right now. Yeah, it's tough, though, because as a guy, you have to, just like she said, you have to do, okay, how is this? She coming at me? Is she upset? Is she? It's really hard for
you. Gotta know your woman, man. You gotta know your woman.
David, good morning, David.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling, by the way. So you heard the email we just read here. What are your thoughts on this particular situation?
I have to tell you, I have been in this situation a couple of times myself. I don't call my girlfriend fat, but... I don't know, the situation of just laughing at a ridiculous joke and then it being oh so sensitive, just it kind of drives me crazy, I have to say. And I swear I'm a nice guy, but that kind of thing just drives me nuts, to tell you the truth. It's just like you're having a discussion about it, the guy made a joke, I see what this is about. And, you know, if their relationship is good, a joke is a joke.
Right. Okay, so if you make a joke to whoever you're currently with, and they don't find it funny, how do you then handle it?
I really try to make them find it funny.
What you do is you take your wallet out, you give them your credit card, and you say, go have a good time, honey.
Exactly. Exactly. Or believe it or not, I would cook dinner.
Yeah, you gotta do something big time when that happens.
All right, so but you can sympathize almost with the guy in this situation, and you just would tell her to just man up a little bit then.
I'll tell you something. I would at all costs stay away from the F word, and I mean fat. No matter what.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you never want to say that around your girlfriend or even insinuate that.
You're never going to win. Just don't say
never,
it.
Mm-mm. Never going to win. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
So what do you think here in relationship rehab?
So I think that the personal trainer shouldn't have even, you know, make a joke about being fat.
Yeah.
She's a size zero. I mean, you got to think, why is she
why
there anyway?
Why would you even tell somebody that they're fat? I mean, being a personal trainer, you think that you'd, like,
would have
that kind of situation all the time that people are trying to better themselves and they're fragile and saying something like that just... It's rude.
I agree. I mean, I think we all think the personal trainer, I think he was trying to be funny, I guess, if I'm trying to look at it objectively, but it wasn't a joke that went over well. And then, of course, when she told the thing back and her boyfriend laughing, then two people, at that point, maybe she feels she's being ganged up on or that everyone is thinking the same thing. And
she probably told
her. What a confidence killer.
Yeah. That is bad. Thanks
she's a size zero. I mean, you can't have it all.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, by the way. 3210931. What do you think here in relationship rehab?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the relationship question.
Yeah. What do you think here?
I think she's tripping.
You do?
Yes. Me being a plus size female and her being zero. Like, are you serious? She's taking it out on her boyfriend because she's mad at the personal trainer for no reason.
Yeah, so you think she needs to calm down a little bit?
Yes, definitely calm down and give him some slack. If he can't joke with you, then what's the point of being in a relationship?
Well, yeah. And it just goes to show it doesn't matter what size you are. If you know, everyone has insecurities.
Obviously, he loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Man, we're getting a lot of good sides of this, like different sides of the story. Hi, good morning.
Yes. At first I was thinking that they both was bogus, but I'm actually thinking that if the trainer made a joke with her, obviously she didn't think it was funny and she should have addressed that then. I felt like she took it out on her boyfriend because being her boyfriend, they should be able to discuss that. She clearly started the conversation off with my trainer made a joke about me being, my face being big or something like that. So she knew it was a joke. So why would she get mad if her boyfriend laughed? Obviously, yeah. It's a joke.
It's like built up frustration that she's had in. You know, when someone makes you mad and you hold it in, like maybe your boss pissed you off.
I feel like she should have been stern and addressed that to her trainer, told him, like, please don't disrespect me like that. That's uncomfortable.
Sure.
Instead of getting mad at her boyfriend because he did nothing wrong. He laughed at the joke. She said it was a joke.
Right. It's one of those things where you hurt the one you love the most. You know, you're like, you just take it out on them. Yeah, that's.
I've been like, look
point.
At my face. I'm gonna eat you. Oh, that's what I was saying, trainer.
Thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank
you. It's a really good point too. She's listening right now, so this is some great advice. Hi, good morning.
Hi. So I think maybe the round face or the big face, but like everyone's saying, if she's a size zero, how big can her face be?
Right.
But maybe that's something that she's been self-conscious about. So maybe she brought it up with the personal trainer or, you know, some comment was said and then she was kind of fishing for that reassurance from her boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, and to him, I'm sure he thinks she's beautiful and everything. So he was probably laughing like, I know my husband will laugh at me, you know, if I say something like, oh, I look fat and this, and he just thinks it's ridiculous. So he'll laugh.
Yeah.
So maybe she was just looking for that extra reassurance from her boyfriend and didn't get it. And then, you know, it's not necessarily overreacting, but just kind of emotional about it.
Yeah. I think that's very true.
That's a great point. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. That's some great advice, man. You guys killed it. It's a relationship rehab here on 93.1 Jam.